That's Rachel.
Joey, you have to talk to her.
No, no, I can't. I can't. Not after the other night. It's just, it's too weird, okay? Don't tell her I'm here. Don't eat that!
Hey, hey, Rachel. Is Joey here?
I don't see him. You see him?
I don't see him. Hey, maybe he's in the sugar bowl.
Joey!
Nope.
Well, at least you make each other laugh.
What's up?
Well, I haven't seen him since the night that he told me how he, you know... I don't know, I think he's avoiding me. Why is that bagel on the floor?
We were playing a game.
Was Chandler naked? Sort of like a ring toss kind of situation?
Sure.
What? No, no!
All right, well, listen, if you see Joey, will you just tell him that, tell him I miss him.
Okay. Did you hear that?
Yeah, a naked bagel game? Dude, I don't know. That's a pretty small hole.
Honey, you gotta talk to her.
I can't. You know, look, you guys don't know what it's like to put yourself out there like that and then just get shot down.
I don't know what that's like. Up until I was 25, I thought the only response to I love you was, oh, crap.
Hello, no rejection? I got shot down at fat camp. Oh, boy, kids are mean when they're hungry.
All right, so what do I do?
This is Rachel. I mean, what are you going to do, never talk to her again? I mean, I know it's weird, it's awkward, but you got to at least try.
Yeah, okay. Whoa. I almost forgot this was on you.
We didn't play it!
No one told you life was gonna be this way. Your job's a joke, you broke. Your love life's the old way. It's like you're always stuck in second gear. When it hasn't been your day.
Done with your tea, I'll look at the leaves and tell you your fortune.
I didn't know you read tea leaves.
Oh, yeah, I've done it for years. I actually stopped because I was so accurate. You know, and you know, one of the great joys of life is its wondrous unpredictability, you know. And also, tea tends to give me the trots.
Okay, I'm done. Read mine.
Okay. Ooh, I see a ladder, which can mean either a promotion or a violent death.
I'm the head chef. I can't get promoted.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Who's next?
Okay, I'm done. Do mine.
Okay. Okay. I see a circle. Oh, which can either mean you're having a baby or you're going to make a scientific discovery.
Well, I have been spending a lot of time in the lab.
What does yours say, Phoebes?
Wow, all right. Wow, yay! Oh, I'm gonna meet a guy! And really soon! And he's gonna be the man of my dreams. Probably not the guy I had a dream about last night.
Hey, has anyone seen my shirt? It's a button-down, like a faded salmon color.
You mean your pink shirt?
Faded salmon color?
No, I haven't seen your pink shirt.
Great, great. Then I must have left it at Mona's. I knew it.
I'm sure you can get another one at Ann Taylor's.
That's my favorite shirt, okay? I love that shirt.
Well, just ask Mona to give it back.
I don't know. I mean, I guess I could. It's just we didn't really end things on such good terms. And if I went over there, I'd be ignoring the one thing she asked me to do when we broke up. Jump up my own ass and die.
Oh, wait a second, you guys. For the last couple weeks, I've been seeing that guy everywhere I go. We take the same bus, we go to the same bookstore, same dry cleaner. Maybe he's the tea guy.
did you see that? He totally checked you out, and he is so cute.
Mine is a picture of the village people. What does that mean?
Hi.
Hey.
T gives Phoebe the trots.
Well, I thought Joey and I would be okay once we hung out, but it's like we don't even know how to be with each other anymore.
I know it's tough now, but things will get better.
How do you know that? What if it just gets worse and worse and worse to the point where we can't even be in the same room with each other?
I'm not great at the advice. Can I interest you in a sarcastic comment? Some cheese.
Honey, why is the Bruce Springsteen CD in the Cat Stevens case?
Let's just say if I can't find the right CD case, I just put it in the nearest one.
Okay, well, where is the Cat Stevens CD?
In the James Taylor case.
Where's the James Taylor CD?
Honey, I'm going to save you some time. 200 CDs, not one of them in the right case.
Okay, no need to panic. Deep breaths, everyone. Okay, we're just going to have to spend some time and put the CDs in the right cases.
Well, if we're going to do that, we should come up with some kind of order, you know, like alphabetically or by genre.
I don't know. I think we're going to really have to talk this through.
Oh, my God! You guys have such problems! I feel so terrible for you!
Okay, I'm sorry. Look, you and Joey, you're both focusing on this uncomfortable thing. What you need to do is change the subject. Next time you see him, try to get him talking about something else.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, like, I don't know, maybe you have a work problem that you need his advice on. Or...
Ooh, I could do that.
Good.
I could do that.
Honey, the Miami Vice soundtrack, really?
They were just giving those away at the store. In exchange for money.
Hey.
I really don't know what to tell you, Rach. I really don't. I mean, maybe Joey could help you out with your big work problem.
What?
Yeah, Joey, Rachel's got this really big work problem. I mean, it is a head scratcher. Wow. You know what? If we're going to make dinner, we're going to have to leave. Yeah.
So, you have a big work problem?
Yeah, it's, it's nothing. You know, it's nothing.
Oh. Okay. So, I think I'm gonna take off.
Yeah, no, wait, Joey, no, wait, it is. It's something. It's my boss.
Yeah?
Yeah, and my baby.
Yeah?
My boss wants to buy my baby.
What? Oh my God!
I know, I told you, it's a really big problem.
What, he wants to buy your baby?
Can you believe that?
That's crazy!
That's what I told him!
Well, how did this even happen?
Yeah, I'll tell you. See, my boss and his wife, they can't have children. So, and then when we were at the Christmas party, and then he got drunk, and he said to me, Rachel, I want to buy your baby.
Man, when you said it was a problem about your boss and the baby, I figured it was something about maternity leave.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that would have been a much simpler problem.
Oh, hello.
Oh, it's you. I see you everywhere. Mm-hmm. I'm Jim Nelson.
Jim Nelson. I'm Phoebe Buffay. Certainly have been seeing a lot of each other lately.
We have. Maybe we'll be seeing each other at dinner tomorrow night. Say around 8 o'clock?
Well, maybe we will. Oh!
Mona?